Okay, so today's Shabbos Daf Gimel, we are on Beis Amud Beis. It's three lines on the bottom by the two dots. So the Mishnah had mentioned, the Mishnah said, that when it comes to the halachas of Yetzias HaShabbos, that they were Shtayim Shein Arba Bifnim and Shtayim Shein Arba Chutz. Meaning, Bifnim is the Balabayis, but Chutz is the Ani. There are two Chiyuvei Doraisa in the outside, meaning the Ani does both the Hakir and the Anacha. There is a two cases of Chi of Doraisa from the inside, which is a Balabayas, there's a Kir of a Hanach on the outside. There are also, in each case, going to have two additional cases of a Derabanan of just either the Balabayas or the Ani doing the Akira and not the Hanach, or which way. So Gemara says, Amalei Rav Masna Abaye Hatimnen Hade, why are there only eight cases? Two that are four, which is four. Two that are four, which is other four, which is eight. Tarti Visrei Havien. There are really 12 cases. Just think of the logic outside. So you have the two cases of Doraisa, of each one doing the Akira and the Hanacha. Okay, so that's four. Then you have the Ani on the outside, right? A case of him doing what? A case of him doing the Akira. That's one. A case of him doing the Hanacha. That's if he's taking it from the inside. He's taking it out. He's just taking it from the inside. There's also a case of him just doing the Akira and the Hanacha if it's from the outside. Rashi says, Tarti Srehavin, Arba Chiyuve, there are eight cases of Chiyuv Doraisa, Vitimya Peturi, four cases of Chiyuv Doraisa, Vitimya Peturi, and eight cases of Petur. Shtei Akiros La'ani below Hanacha, there are two cases of Akira from the Ani without Hanacha, two cases of him picking it up, Vishtei Hanachas below Akira, and two cases of Akira without Hanacha, and that's four cases by the Ani, and another four cases the same thing by the Balabais. The Chayim Balabais could go on, for example, Pasha as Ani as Yado Mileya Lifnim, if the Ani takes his hand filled with stuff, puts it inside, V'natal Balabais Mitzocha, and the Balabais takes it from him, Hare Akira L'Ani, that's an Akira for the Ani, and Anachla Balabais. Or, okay, so that's Ocean Nasal, because every case of Akira for the Balabayas, for the Ani, is a Hanacha for the Balabayas, and vice versa. So if you add all those cases together, it's going to be a total of eight. Right? Rashi continues, Oshin Nasan Lasocha, or he stuck his hand in, Vahotzi, and he took something out, which the Balabayas puts in, Hari Hakiyah La Balabayas, Vahanacha La Ani. If you just look at each case individually, yes, but each case has two participants. So each case having two participants doubles the case. The case is not one, it's two. So now we're going to have eight cases, not just four. So the Gemara says, L'tameich, according to this, if you're counting the opposite of each case, right, the counterparty, right, then shistrei yavin, you're going to have 16 cases. Why? Even in the cases of where we say there's a chi of del raisa, let's say on the ani. The ani lifted up from the outside and placed it down on the inside. So that's one case. And the counterparty is the balabais, who's pater. So that's case number two. Each case, even the cases of chiyuv d'oraisa, have a counterparty case of pater. So that's another four cases. So that the ani is chayiv in that case. The balabais is pater. That's two cases, not one. If you're counting the counterparty each time, you should count the counterparty in the cases of chiyuv. And then you'll come back to having 16 cases. Because when it says shtei chiyuv, in every case of chiyuv, also is another case of ptur. So I have four cases of chiyuv, I have another four cases of ptur. That will now add me to 16 total cases, not 8, not 12. So Gemara says, the answer to that question is no problem. Amr le halo kasha. That's not a kasha. Bishlama, bava de resha. Now the first part of the resha, right, the first part is talking about the case where there's a chiyuv doraisa on one of the parties. So there, the Gemara is not counting. The counterparty because pater umutter lokatani. Because something that's pater and mutter, right? What do the balabais do in the case where the ani comes from the outside, lifts something up on the outside and places it into the hand on the inside? What do the balabais do? He did nothing. That's totally pater. So a case of pater, they're not going to count. That's fine. We'll get back to that in a moment, right? Pater umutter lokatani. Ava bebava the seifa. But the case of the seifa was. Seifa means shayim arba, the extra two cases where there is a chiyuv midrabanan, because you're doing either the akira or the hanacha. Why in that case are we not counting the counterparty side? Why are we only counting one side to get us four cases? Right, we should count the counterparty in each case, and we'll get eight cases. He says, "Elababa the seifa the putter of al aser kasha." That's kasha. That's a problem. We have four ani cases, and we have four Balabai's cases. That equals 8. Right? Sayim Shem Arba would equal 8. So Gemara says, no, no problem. So the Gemara then is going to first the Gemara is going to digress to ask a question, and then it's going to go back. The answer the Gemara is going to give, according to Rashi, is simple. We're only counting cases of Akira, of lifting up, because Akira is the only possibility. If you deal with Akira, then that person is the only one who has the possibility of being Mechal Shabbos, Midaraisa. The person who does the second part, who just does the Hanacha, can never come to violate the Fiyah Issa Daraisa, because he'll never do the Akira. There are two parts to the violation. You have to lift something up and place something down. The guy who lifts something up, theoretically, he could put something down and violate Hilchos Shabbos Midaraisa. The guy who's just placing it down, when somebody else puts it up, he can never come to a violation Midaraisa, so the Gemara is not going to list those cases. But first, the Gemara makes a digression, and then we'll digress to answer Marcel's question, or try to. So the Gemara says, Mi ika kule Shabbos pater mutter? What's going on here? We just answered, and we said, that in the ratio, the reason why the Mishnah doesn't count the counterparty case in the Chiyuv Doraisa cases is because the counterparty is totally mutter. Well, the language of the Mishnah was putter, and throughout Hilchos Shabbos, the word putter doesn't mean mutter. The word putter means it's asa. It's asa midarabanan. It's not asa Doraisa, but it's asa midarabanan. So what's going on here? You just told me that we're not counting the counterparty case because it's putter is mutter, but that's not what the word means. Putter doesn't mean mutter. The Gemara asks, "Mi ika v'kule Shabbos pater mutter v'ha'amar Shmuel?" Didn't Shmuel teach us the rule? Kol paturi de Shabbos. Every place by Malacha Shabbos, where we write the word pater, it's pater of al aser. It means pater, but it's forbidden to do so. Bar mehani klas, except for three cases, which he's going to list. The pater umutter. There are three cases where the word pater means mutter. Everywhere else, pater does not mean mutter. So why are you saying here that pater means mutter? What are those three cases? Number one is Tzedas Tzvi, number two is Tzedas Nachash, and number three is Mapis Morsa. So Tzedas Tzvi is capturing a deer, Tzeda, which is one of the malachas of capturing Tzeda. So what's the case? The case is a Mishnah on Kuv Vav. So you have a case of a Tzvi goes into the house, walks into the house, and somebody just sits down at the door. He sits down at the opening of the door. So technically speaking, the Tzvi is now trapped inside the house. He closed up the door, so the Tzvi can't leave. This guy, the Mishnah says, is Chayiv Mishum Tzeda, because he trapped the Tzvi into the house. Now, if somebody else comes and sits down, like, so that was Reuven. Shimon then comes and sits down next to Reuven. Okay, so Reuven's sitting at the door, Shimon sits next to him, right next to him. And then Reuven gets up. So what happens now? Shimon is the one who's technically keeping the tzvi inside. He's trapping the deer. So the Mishnah says there, he's putter. There he's putter because he didn't really do anything. He didn't do anything, so that's putter. That's case number one, that putter means mutter. Case number two is tzedas nachash. It's trapping a snake, because what you're doing over there, as Tosas points out, you're trapping the snake not because you... In order to be chayav midaraisa, you have to do the malacha in the way that was done in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, when they trapped the animals for the purpose of the animals. They wanted the animals. Here, you're trapping the snake, similar to trapping the bees in the sukkah, not because you want the animal. You're scared that there's a danger that's going to come in there. So it's a malacha shintzvi chalakufa. So according to Madama says, malacha shintzvi chalakufa is pater. So that's case. You didn't do anything. So he's going to say that it's mutter to do that because you're just trapping it in order to avoid the snake from biting you. That's case number two, that pater means mutter.
And the stress is not of animals.
Yeah, it's not, otherwise, kuach nefesh, correct. Right, if someone is allergic to bees and something like that, that's a different story. Then number three is mapis morsa, which is like lancing a boil. It comes up a lot. You're lancing a boil. Usually when they would, and so the idea was, is that you want to lance a boil to get the pus to come out. And that's putter and mutter as well, because there, when you dug a hole in the Mishkan, it was for the purpose of the hole. Here, you're lancing a boil, not for the purpose of the hole, you're lancing it to get the pus out. So it's not the way that it was done in the Mishkan. These are the three exceptions that Shmuel lists, that putter means mutter. But our Mishnah is not on the list. So what's going on? So the answer is, I think it's pretty simple. It says, no, ki itzrich le Shmuel peturi de ka'avin maise, peturi de lo ka'avin maise ikatuva. There's a major difference between our Mishnah and those cases. Those cases, the guy did an action. Either he sat down, he trapped the snake, He punctured the boil. He did an action. So Shmuel comes to tell us that these actions are mutter. What did he do in our case? What did the guy? What did the, what did He's standing like this inside his house, and someone puts it in. He didn't do anything. He didn't actively do anything. He was completely passive. There are plenty of cases where you do nothing and you're not chayiv for Shabbos. If I don't cook, I'm not chayiv. Why does the Mishnah have to list that don't cooking is potter? Because he didn't do anything. So to hear the guy didn't do anything, that's why it says that he's potter. Right, Rabbi Shaki says Patui the Lokav and Masi Ika Tuva. Rashi says he goes Hanat above the Resha. Those are the cases. So that's why, yes, potter throughout Hilchos Shabbos typically means potter val asr, except for those three cases where you did something that potter there is mutter. In our case, you didn't do anything. That's why it's potter. But why are you potter? As Marcel asked me, yeah, you may be potter, but you did something wrong. You helped this other guy do the Aveira. Right? Rash Tosos points out, Tosos says, Im Tomar, the Hakka Avra, Lifnei Iver, Lotite Mitchell. You're violating Lifnei Iver. This guy's outside, he's sticking his hand in, you should be screaming at him, no, don't put it down, You're just standing there passively, he's Lifnei Iver, because now you're helping him do the Aveira. So the first Tosos says it's not really Lifnei Iver, because Lifnei Iver has certain technical halachos. The halacha of Lifnei Iver would be that Lifnei Iver is only, that the guy couldn't violate the Isser if not for my participation in any way. But here, even if I'm not there, he can put it down on the table, he can put it down on the floor, so I'm not really adding anything. It's called Trey Iver Denara. The case the Gemara of Onozara brings is that you're not allowed to give wine to a Nazir. Right? The Nazir is usher by wine. So the Gemara says, what's the big deal? You can't handle the cup. Well, the Nazir could have just taken the cup by himself. So no, the cup with the wine was on the other side of the river, and I crossed the river and gave him the wine. So that's Lifnei Iver. Right? So Tosa says, right, he says, V'tov r'haka ava Lifnei Iver l'titem l'chshol. But what even if the case is where he could have done it himself? Maybe he didn't violate technically Lifnei Iver, Demoshiko, yeah, right, all that. He says, Mikol Makom, Isidur Bonami Ika, Shechayev Lafrisha Meiser. Besides Lifnei Iver, there's a Derabonan level, you're not allowed to help somebody do an Aveira. It's called Messayeya Ledvar Aveira. So I may not have violated Lifnei Iver, but I violated the Derabonan din of Messayeya Ledvar Aveira by me having my hand there and not protesting for him to stop, aiding and abetting, for lack of a better term, aiding and abetting his Aveira. So then Tosos comes up with this Okimta that we're dealing with a guy. So if you're dealing with a guy, like the case of Nazar, you're dealing with a guy, so then Tosos says, well, even a guy, you can't be Mesayel Dvar Aveira, but the guy, this whole idea with a guy, that it's not real, so therefore, and there's no Deoraisa, and there's no Rabbanan, because it's the guy's object, and he has no. When the case is where I am completely putter, where it would be the case where the person on the outside is a guy with his own chayfetz, and he's putting it in. So put that aside. So he's putter because he's a guy. I'm putter because I didn't do anything, and there's no Mesayed Devar Aveira because he has no Aveira. So that's what Tosus says. The Rosh doesn't like it at all. He says, number one, why are we dealing with Goyim in the Mishnah? Right. Number two, then you have the cases are not parallel. Right. The cases are not parallel because each time you're talking about the person who's putting in or taking, you're talking about someone who has no chiyuv to begin with. That leaves parallel. So the Rush answers, and it's similar to Tosfos Yeshana. I don't know how it's put in the side. Tosfos Yeshana says, and it basically says, "Ein Achanami." There's a problem of Lifnei Iver here. There could be a problem of Lifnei Iver here, but we're not talking about that. We're only talking when Masechet Shabbos. We're not in Masechet Lifnei Iver. We're only talking about the Surah Shabbos. When it comes to Shabbos, you're putter, because you didn't do anything with Gabi Shabbos. Lifnei Iver, we'll deal with that separately. That's what the Tosfos Yeshanim and the Rush say that answer as well. And that plays in to how you view Lifnei Iver. Right? There's a machlokus about Lifnei Iver. Lifnei Iver, Timitchel, I can't aid and abet someone to do the Aveira. If I do violate Lifnei Iver, and I help somebody do the Aveira, I do bring the wine across, and I give it to the Nazir. What did I violate? Did I violate a separate Isser of Lifnei Iver? Or did I violate the Lifnei Iver component of a Nazir eating, drinking the wine? I mean, am I now violating the part of the Nazir eating the wine? So according to Tosfos Yeshanim, it's clear that it's a separate Isser. Because he says, we're only concerned about Hilchos Shabbos. We're not concerned about Lifnei Iver. So the Lifnei Iver doesn't combine with the Hilchos Shabbos in any way, shape, or form. It's a completely separate Isser. According to Tosfos, maybe he doesn't want to say that. That's why he comes up with this Okimta case. Okay, so that deals with the question you asked on Shabbos, whether it answers satisfactorily. I don't know, but at least you know that people discuss it. Okay, so the Gemara then says, "Mikol makom tarti sri havin." We're still stuck with 12, right? We have 12. Sorry, we're still stuck with 12 cases, not 16 cases. We're still stuck with 12 because each case has the counterparty.
Right.
So the Gemara answers what we said before. No, We didn't have a problem with 16 because the cases of those counterparties in the first part of the Mishnah are totally potter, so we're not counting those. But we still have in each case of the Akira Hanacha, you have two parties. If you add them all up, you'll have 12 cases. So Gemara says no. Keturi the asi b'huli dechiyuv chatas kachashiv. The lo asi b'huli dechiyuv chatas lo kachashiv. The Mishnah, like we said, is only discussing cases, as Rashi points out, only discussing cases that could potentially lead to a chatas. Look at Rashi, I'm sorry. Rashi says, kikon akiros. Akiros means the uprooting, the uplifting. Shehein tchilas hamalacha. Those are the beginning of the malacha. The ikul imigzer dilma gamala. Because they have to be concerned, and maybe you'll complete. Right. Maybe you'll complete the malacha. The aval hanachas lo matzi lemaisi lechiv chatas. But the person who's just doing the halacha, just doing the placement, could never come to the situation of violating the raisa and b'chai v'chatas, because he's missing the first part. He's missing the first condition. The arba tekatani b'chol chad tarti d'chiyuva v'akiras t'petura t'tarti ninu. Right? In each case, basically Rashi is saying, you're only going to be counting the case where it could theoretically have led to a chiyuv v'chatas. He gives the examples. Right, Pasha the Ani Yodo Malay Lifnim Hadchada. The Ani putting his hand in, that's one. That's going to be counted. But Oshanasam Lasocha Balabayas, the Yodo Shul Ani Haisarikonis, Hartarti. Or the Balabayas puts it into the Ani's hand. The Chain B'idach, the other way around. But those are the only cases we're talking about. We're only going to count the cases where there's an Akira. Because that could potentially lead to a Korban Chatas, as opposed to the case of the Nacha, where it won't lead to a Korban Chatas. That's the list. So that's why we have two that are four, which means we only have eight cases in the Mishnah, not 12, not 16. Even though we technically do have those cases, but those are the reasons they're not listed as cases. Okay. Now the Gemara basically said, in these cases where one was the Akira, and one was the Hanacha, that's Pater. Pater of Al-Asr, but it's Pater. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, Shnei Paturim, they're both Pater. Ha is Avida Malachim Ibnayu. Between the two of them, a malacha d'oraisa was done, right? A malacha was completed. So a malacha was completed, and therefore what? Somebody should be chayav. So Tosfos says maybe the last guy should be chayav because he completed the malacha. Or maybe both of them should be chayav, the carbon katos together. Kavamina seems to be, as you focus on the act. There was an act that was violated. Hotzah was violated. So if Hotzah is violated, someone's got to pay the price. Someone's got to pay because it was a violation of the malacha. So the Gemara says, "How is Avdi Bei Malacha Beinayu?" The Gemara answers, "No." We'll say, "Oh, sorry." The Gemara answers, "No. You don't focus on the act. You focus on the actor. In order for there to be a carbon chatas, the actor has to violate the complete malacha. We don't care if a complete action was done. It's one person has to complete that action."
And the Gemara places in Shas where we see this, like if two people walk into a bank and each steal.
It depends. It's exact custom. So we'll find the pasuk right now. We quote some brisa. Tanya, Rebbe Omer, the pasuk says by korban chatas, it says im nefesh acha achas tekata b'shkaga. That depends. If you can do, in other words, if a person is lifting, if two people are lifting a massive piano from one rishus to another rishus, they're both going to be chayav. They're both violating it because it could have been done by one. Right, so in the case of the bank robbery, each one could have done it on their own. So they both be chayav. But here, the Kung right here, we're just lifting up a minute amount. The guy's taking an apple. So two people are doing it. That doesn't count. One person could, because one person could have done it by himself. He says, "Tani Rabbi Omer." The pasuk says, "Im nefesh achas techta b'shkaga me'ama aritz ba'asosa." If he does ba'asosa, achas mi'mitzos Hashem mashulot hasena. So the Gemara says, "Ha'osa es kula." One person talking in the singular, one person doing the action, that creates a chi of chatas. But if two people do the action, which only one person would need to do, if two people do the action, which means yachid va'asoso, an individual who does the action, he's a chi of chatas. Shnai va'asoso, if two people do this action, then it's peturim. So in our case here, two people did it. One did the Akira, one did the Hanacha. Therefore, it's equal that we don't care that at the end a malacha was violated, but no malacha was violated by one person. Itmar Nami, and we also learned in, it's very strange, Tosfos points it out, we have a Brisa that gives us the support, and then we quote, which is a Tana, and then we quote an Amora who supports the Halacha. Usually it's not the way around. Usually the Amora says something, and we find the bright Tanya Nami Hachi of a Brisa that supports it. So Itmar Nami, We also have a statement from an Amora. Amar b'chia var gamda nizrika mipia chavura. They were learning together, and they threw this question out to the chavura, the amru, and they all answered ba'asosa. It's a gzeirus akasa. The pasuk says ba'asosa yachid she'asa p'chayiv shnayim she'asa uva p'turim. Only if one person does it, the whole amount, the whole malacha is chayiv. But if two people do it, then they are pater. Okay. Now the Gemara asks the following question.
Is that pater in the same sense? Again,
it's pater of a lasa.
Does it mean it's mutter?
No, it means pater of a lasa.
Okay, right.
Because he did something. It violates the two. Number one, he did an action. So it doesn't. And number two, it's on the list of Shmuel. Okay. Boimini Rav mi Rebbe. So Rav asks Rebbe. So we have the following case. You have a person who's standing, let's say he's standing in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. He's standing in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. V'hit'ino chaveiro ochlin umashkim. And his friend, good friend of his, places stuff on his shoulder. Right? He's standing. So he himself, the guy who's, he now has stuff on his shoulder, but he himself didn't lift it with his hands to put it on him. And then, v'hotzion l'chutz. And then he walks out with this stuff on his shoulders. Mahu. Is now he going to be chayiv for Hotzah, is the idea that he walked out with the stuff on him considered an akira, right, a lifting. Or does an akira really mean that you have to lift it up and walk out? Right, so he says, that's what he says. Mahu, what's the din? Akira's gufo kakira's chefetz im komodami, is the fact that his body, like he started walking with the stuff on him, is that considered an akira? Umechayiv, odiomolo, or maybe saying you're not, that's not considered an akira, he can be putter, because all he does is the hanacha when he gets out, when he gets outside. Right, Rashi says, Hitino chavero, it's the second to last Rashi of the short lines. Shahaya gufo brishus hayachid, v'hitino chavero. The iu gufe lo akar miti. He didn't lift anything up, he just walked out. So Amrale, so Rebbe says back to Rav, which is also interesting, because we always, every now and then, we say Rav Tanu Upalik. That Rav is a Tana, Tani, even though Rav is an Amora, sometimes we give Rav the status of a Tana. Why? Because he was in the Chabura of Rebbe. Right here you see that Rav is learning, he's learning with Rebbe, so he has this quasi-status of being a Tana and an Amora, whenever it suits us. So Rav says, Rebbe says back to Rav, he's chayev achatas, because he walked out. He says, ve'eno dome liyado, and it's not different, and it's not the same as his yad. What does it mean, not the same as yad? When, someone places something into my hand, right, that's not considered me doing anything. But if someone places something on my goof and then I walk, that is me considered doing something. He says, why is there a difference? So, Eino dom liyado, umay taima, gufo naiche, yado lo naiche. Your goof is static, it stands still, your hands are not. It must be Rashi. Rashi says, v'eino yod dom liyado, second class Rashi. The yado hapshuta lifnim, if your hand is placed on the inside, the gufo lechutz, and your body is on the outside, the nasan balabayas latocho, right, and the balabayas then placed it into your hand, the pater bay, tanu de masnisin, aflo ani yoshia, the ani is pater. Why? What's the difference? The ani's hand is sticking into the inside of the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, right? The balabayas puts it in here, and then I bring my hand out. Why isn't that an akira? The goof, we're just saying it is an akira, but the yad is not an akira. So the Gemara says, yad lo naichi, your hands don't stand, I'm sorry, oh yeah, yad lo naichi, I guess it's backwards, right? Yad lo naichi, let's go to the last one. Gufo naich, your body is standing still, al gav karka, your body is set firm on the ground. Vahave akira, that's where it's an akira. So when you move your body, you're taking something that is static on the ground, and you're moving it. So anything that's on top of you, anything that's on you, is being moved with you. If you go to the previous Rashi, but yado lo naichi, your hands are always moving. Hilka kiotzia lo akarmidi. So therefore, when you move your hand out, you're not doing anything. You're not considered the. It's not considered static, I guess, in that place. Ain derech otsa below akira nacha. The difference between the whole body and the hand. So the Gemara then says, I'm not sure I understand that completely, but the Gemara then says, Amale Rabbi Chia l'Rav. Rabbi Chia says to Rav, Bar Pachti, you, which means the son of great people. Why'd you ask Rebbe the question at this point? This is just a sidebar. He's going to ask him, why'd you ask Rebbe the question now? Rebbe isn't dealing with Hilchos Shabbos. You're asking him a question from left field. It's nothing to do with the shir. You're not supposed to ask the Rav a question from not dealing with the shir, because maybe he's not going to know, he's not holding, And if he's not holding, he's not going to give you a correct answer. Don't worry, Rebbe gave you the correct answer here, but you did the wrong thing by asking him a question that's not related to the topic at hand. They must have been learning Bava Kamma or something like that, and they asked him this question about Hotzah. So, Amar Rebbe Chila Rav, Bar Pachti, Lo Amin Lach, have I not told you? Kikai Rebbe behind Masechta. When Rebbe's going to Masechta, A, Lo Tishaili Masechta Echrisi. You're not allowed to ask him a question from something else. Dimul Lava Daite, maybe he's not really holding in that case. And the Ilav Rabbi the Gavar Rabahu, and not been for the fact that Rebbe is a great, great guy, Kasafte, he might have been embarrassed. They were shining like Shinu Dalav Shinu, and he would have answered you. He would may have been embarrassed, he wouldn't know the answer, and would have tried to answer anyway and given you a bad answer. But Hashtami is Shapar Mishanile. But now, don't worry here, he gave you the right answer. There's a difference between the hand and a difference between the body. So Titania, because you have a Brisa that says, Hayaton Ochlun Umashkim Odyom. So it's Erev Shabbos. And the guy has these items on his shoulders, right? It's Erev Shabbos. And then as Shabbos comes in, v'hotzion l'chutz mishechecha. He walks outside with them after Shabbos comes in. He's chayev. Why? Where was the Akira? The Akira only could be for the fact that it was his body is doing the Akira, right? Like l'fi she'enu dom liyado, because the body is not the same as the hand. Something on your body is considered an Akira. Something on your hand, something placed in your hand, then you move your hand out, that's not considered an Akira. Distinction between the hand and the body, again, I'm not exactly clear as to what that distinction. The body is static, and the hand is, but the hand's attached to the body. Why is it, why do you, and what if you put it on his knee? What if you put it on his finger? Like, what if you put it on his foot?
But as far as being that, with your hands, you sort of have to still take it. With your, if they're putting it on your shoulder, it shows that you're... You have to let somebody put it on your shoulder.
I know, what if you put it on your shoulder? But the case of the Brisa, though, is where you put it on your shoulder, Erev Shabbos, and then you walk out on Shabbos.
That's the same thing we have, but the hands can be tummy, even though the body itself is
not. Right, I hear that. But the hands are viewed as something separate.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's in the Rabbanan, but because Yai Maskadio's hand, I hear the same concept, that the hands are considered separate. Okay. Amar Abaye. Abaye says, Pshitili, it's clear to me, Yado shel Adam eino lokur shus harabim, rabim lokur shus hayachin. The hand of an individual does not have a status of shus harabim or shus hayachin. Okay, again, when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos and Hotzah, there are four rishuyos, right? There are four different areas that we halachically deal with. We deal with shus harabim, we deal with shus hayachin. Those are midoraisa. Midorabanan, you have something that's called a makom patur, which means it's nothing, and they have this place called a karmelis. Most of our backyards and stuff like that are a karmelis, which means it's a case. It's Midorabon, they gave us another status to this area called a Karmelis, and you're not allowed to take from a Karmelis into Rosh Hashanah or Karmelis into Rosh Hashanah or vice versa. It becomes a third area. So just keep that in mind, you have a Karmelis.
What's Makom Patur?
Makom Patur would be something that's 10 Tefachim high. It's just not, it's a place that you can take from. There's no liability for moving from there or placing there. So, Avayi says that the hand of a person is neither Rosh Hashanah nor Rosh Hashanah. How do I know? Rishus Adam Lo Damya. It's not a Rishus Harabim. Sorry, Rishus Harabim Lo Damya. Because Yado the Ani, the case of the Ani in our case, we'll explain in a moment. And Rishus Hayach Lo Damya. It's not considered Rishus Hayach because the Yado the Baal Bayis. It's the case of the hand of the Baal Bayis. What's going on? So Rashi's Gemara says, if you look in our Mishnah, we say that the hand of a person in the Rishus Hayach, the hand of a person that's in the Rishus Hayach is not. Again, the person is on the outside. The other is on the outside, and his hand is on the inside. So his hand is not considered Rosh Hasharabim because when the Baal HaBayis picks it up from inside his house and places it into the person's hand, the Baal HaBayis is not chayav because the Baal HaBayis because it's not putting it. He's not putting it into Rosh Hasharabim. If the hand of the person was considered Rosh Hasharabim, even if he's standing Rosh Hasharabim, the Baal HaBayis would have been chayav in that case because he's lifting it up from Rosh Hasharabim and putting it into the hand, which would be Rosh Hasharabim. If he's not chayav, I mean, it's not Rosh Hasharabim. And also, the hand of the person sitting on the inside is also not Rosh Hashanah. It's not Rosh Hashanah because it's the opposite case. When the Baal HaBayis, right, when the Ani, what's the case in that case?
His hand's outside.
Right, the Baal HaBayis' hand is outside, and the Ani takes it. The Ani takes it from the Baal HaBayis' hands. The Ani is not Chayiv Midoraisa. Because he didn't take it from Rosh Hashanah. If the hand was considered Rosh Hashanah, because the Baal HaBayis standing inside, his hand is on the outside. If his hand was considered Rosh Hashanah, then when the Ani took it, he did an Akira from Rosh Hashanah, and then a Hanach from Rosh Hashanah. In those cases, it is Pater. So it's clear that the hand is neither. The hand is not. The hand is not Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Hashanah, because then we have cases of Chiyuv in our Mishnah. But, Baye Baye, Baye Est, Yodo shel adam mahu shetase karka karmelis. The hand of a person, what can it be considered a karmelis? Meaning, let's say the guy has something in his the guy has something in his hand. Is his hand going to be considered a karmelis? What would be the issue? If he picks something up, right? If he picks something up in a Rishus HaRabim into his hand, if his hand is considered a karmelis, he can't put it back down into the Rishus HaRabim because you're moving from a karmelis to a Rishus HaRabim, which we said before.
What is the definition of karmelis?
Anything that's not a Mokha Petor or Rishus HaYachar or Rishus HaRabim.
For instance, ocean.
Seriously, right? Ocean. Your backyard. Okay, yeah, something like that. Right.
Island
Avenue. What?
Island Avenue.
Yeah, Island Avenue. If it's not Rosh Hashanah, it's not Rosh Hashanah Yochid, it's Karmelis. I think that's the definition.
We're going to define it later in the week.
We're going to spend the entire Maseches Erevin on it. So don't worry. It's coming. So boy abaye, yodos ho adam, ma'u she ta'asek ke Karmelis. Mi kansu rabon ladur legabe olo. Meaning again, that's if it's a karmelis, then if I'm standing in the Rishus HaYachid, and my hand is and I put something in my hand and I stick it out into the Rishus HaRabim. So I didn't really do anything yet; it's in my hand. But now, can I bring my hand back into the house? Because if my hand is now considered a karmelis, I'm not allowed to midravon. I'm not allowed to move from a karmelis an item from a karmelis to Rishus HaYachid. So maybe I have to keep my hand there the whole Shabbos. Because I'm not allowed to violate the Malacha Dora, right? It's the Malacha Dora Banan of bringing something in from a Karmelis to a Rishus HaYachid, right? That's what the Gemara says. Boy Abayi, Yodo Shel Adam, Mahu Shetase Ki Karmelis. And right, then, Mi Kansu Rabban Ladu Legarbei, the Gemara, Nachmin, with the Gemara make a Knas, they're not allowed to return the item, Olo, or there's no Knas, and you can bring your hand back in into the house. Right? That's the great Rashi says. Boy Abayi, a little bit, okay, 10 minutes. Hashta de chazinon de lav bar sar gufo shadinon le inyan achim vidaraisa. That's in there. Alma iflu rishuso miach mor alei rabban le mahavik karmelis. Does the rabban make a chumra that your hand is like a karmelis? De hecha de hoshit yado melei le rishus acheres. In a case where you stuck your hand out that's filled with stuff into another rishus, lo yachziren etzlo. You wouldn't be able to return it to you. You have to stick, keep your hand out there until it gets dark. Since it doesn't follow your body, right? You say it's a karmelis. Maybe it's a karmelis. It's a different. If it's a different. It's a different rishus. Nasis lo rishus acheres midrabanan. Right? The gazer rishus midrabanan. And then gives the four cases. That the cases is it considered a karmelis? If it's a karmelis, you can't bring it back in. So the Gemara is going to basically give five answers. The Gemara is going to bring a brisa. Assume that brisa is discussing this machlokas, and then you have five other ways to interpret that brisa to say it's not a machlokas. So Tashma, following case, Haisa yado maleya peros. One brisa says your hand is filled with fruit in the Rishus HaYachid. You have a full hand of fruit in the Rishus HaYachid. Mehotziu lechutz, and you stuck your hand out into the Rishus HaRabim. So tani chado asur lachzira. One brisa says you're not allowed to bring it your hand back in. V'tani idach mutalach zero. And one brisa says you are allowed to bring it back in. So my love, v'hakamifugi. Let's say that that's the machlokas. The machlokas is whether the hand now gets the status of a karmelis. According to my number, says you may not bring your hand back in. That's because your hand gets the status of a karmelis, and you can't bring from the karmelis back into the Rishus HaYachid. Right? Marsav or karmelis dami. And the second one, brisa says that it's mutter, it's because your hand is not like a karmelis. So you stuck your hand out, bring your hand back in. Don't put it down, it's just like a robin, because then you're violating your doraisa.
When would your hand become a karmelis?
Once your hand is in a different domain than you are. If you're walking around with Rishus HaYachid the whole time, it's not when you're sticking your hand out into a different domain. Does it now get a status of a karmelis? Abaye proved it doesn't get a status of the Rishus HaRabim, right? So you're in Rishus HaYachid. Abaye says it's not the status of the Rishus, but maybe gets the status of a karmelis. Right? Umar Sarv Allah covers Tami. So that's what the Gemara assumes, that this Braisa, the Machlokas in this Braisa, is the Machlokas to whether or not your hand gets the status of a karmelis. Now the Gemara is going to start giving five answers, other ways to interpret this Braisa, and not have it dependent on the machlokas as whether or not your hand gets a status of a karmelis or not. And Mars is low.
Do we find cases where a makom changes its status?
A what?
Where a makom changes its status, your hand changes becomes a karmelis.
Because you put it into a different rishus.
Correct.
Right.
But you don't ever have instances where Shus Yachid becomes a Shus Rabin and vice versa. Or Machum Patzer becomes okay. Non-Machum
Patzer. Right, because that's defined. So this is that does the Rabbanan define, they make a definition. When you stuck your hand, when you change the area.
My yard is a kernelus.
Correct. But your yard's not moving anywhere.
This whole question is whether the Rabbanan.
Right, so Rabbanan gave it. Right, that, right.
They
create this concept.
Yeah, but nice. Making an Erev changes the status.
Well, we're not making an Erev. All these cases clearly are talking about cases where you don't have an Erev. Because if you have an Erev, you would have a problem. No, but he's not. But that's on Shabbos. Nothing. You can't make an Erev on Shabbos.
Okay.
Mar says, "Lo, no, that's not the machlokas. Kule alma ke karmelus damya. Everyone says that your hand gets the status of the karmelus. So theoretically, you wouldn't be able to pull your hand back in. Velo kasha. There's no steer between the brisos. Kan lemata meyasara. Kan lemal meyasara. So he gives a kimta. It depends on where. But his hand is outside of the house. Is his hand above 10 tvachim or below 10 tvachim? How does that work? If it's lamata mitvachim, then it's considered that you stuck your hand out into the Rishus HaRabim. You get, so the Gemara gives the Chacham gave your hand the status of a karmelus, and therefore you can't bring it back in. If you stuck your hand out lamala meyasar tvachim, above 10 tvachim, that above 10 tvachim is not considered the Rishus HaRabim, the Makkel Torah that we discussed. It's higher than 10 tvachim. So since you're not violating, I guess if you place it down there somehow, if you place it down that in that area that's high, you wouldn't have violated the Hotzah to begin with, right. So the Chacham did not give your hand the status of a karmelus in that case. So it all depends as to how high your hand is when it's outside. So the price that says you can bring your hand back in, that's talking about a case where you stuck your hand above 10 tvachim. The price that says that you may not bring your hand back in is because you stuck your hand out below 10 tvachim from the ground that's outside. The Ibai is Ema, or you can say, both cases are talking about we stuck your hand out below 10 tvachim. So based on what we said right now, it's below 10 tvachim. Your hands are karmelus. You shouldn't be able to bring it back in. Why does one brisa say you can bring it back in? Lo kasha, there's no kasha. Kan miba'od yom, kan mishashach hashecha. Depends on when you stuck your hand out. Right? It's right before left benching, or right when left benching. It's right before shkia. And, to be careful, we have a lot of their abundance. And you stuck your hand out right at that moment beforehand. So or you stuck your hand out 2 minutes later, or even a second later, after Shabbos started. So the brisa that says that you can bring the second brisa, which allows you to bring it back in, is talking about a case where you stuck your hand out mibo'od yom. So you never could have potentially come to a violation of hotzah because you stuck it outside before there was an iser. There was no problem to stick it outside. Kam mibo'od yom, kam yichashecha. But and the Gemara says, "Miba ojom lo kansu rabbanon." If you stuck your hand out before Shabbos started, there's no din rabbanon for you. Then there's no violation. Rabbanon aren't going to be konis you because you didn't do anything wrong. You didn't do anything that could lead to something that's wrong. But mikachashecha, if you stuck your hand outside, after Shabbos started. So the kansu rabbanon, the Gemara will konis you that you're not allowed to bring your hand in because. Now we're going to make your hand into a karmelus because when you put your hand outside, you could have violated something. So basically, that guy is now standing there from Friday night all Shabbos with his hand outside. The Gemara says, "Wait a second." So Adar Rabba Ibcha, the opposite makes sense because what's going to happen if a guy stuck his hand out on Erev Shabbos? So let him leave his hand out the whole Shabbos. What's going to happen? Worst case scenario, he drops it, and what does he violate any deraisas? No, because he never put it out. He never when he started it was Erev Shabbos. But the guy who stuck his hand out after Shabbos started, if you force him to leave his hand out the whole Shabbos, he's going to get tired. Eventually, over the 25 hours, he may drop it and violate the Malacha D'Oraisa. So why aren't you concerned about that? But the Gemara says, Adarabba, Ibcha Mistara, Mistabra, Mibe Ojon, the Ishadile, if he throws it out of his hands, Lo Asadei Chiyuchatas. He won't have a Chiyuchatas. And therefore, Likansu Rabban. In that case, make the Knas, because worst case scenario, there's no Chiyuchatas. But Mishecha Shecha, but if he puts it out before Shabbos, the Shadilei, if he drops it in Shushas Rabim, also the Yichatus. That case, you're going to cause this guy to be violated Malacha D'Oraisa. Well, don't be calling him in that case. Because, forget what he, yeah, you're right, he did something wrong in the outset, but you're going to force him to do something even worse. You're going to force him to violate Malacha D'Oraisa and to bring a Yichatus.
The guy who did the lesser thing.
Yeah, I hear you. So the Gemara then said, because what are you concerned with that more, basically? Are you concerned about more about what he did at the outset, or Are you concerned more about what the outcome is going to be of the knas?
It's weird to punish.
I understand, but it's also weird. It's also weird to put somebody to purposely put someone in a situation where he's going to come to violate Malacha D'Oraisa. They're both weird. So the Gemara says, "Umidilo kamishani yahachi." From the fact that we don't do this, I mean, we do it the way that you said. You give the knas to the person who did something wrong. Umidilo kamishani yahachi. Tifsho the Rav Beba Bar Abe. That should be an answer to the Shaila Rav Beba Bar Abe answer. The boy request asked, the boy Rav Beba Bar Abe, hit big pas pitanor. So a person stuck the dough into the oven. Remember those days, think about making pizza. You stuck the dough to the side of the oven, Erev Shabbos, and then you forgot. So that was to me. If I don't take it off right now, it's going to bake on Shabbos. I'm going to violate Shabbos. There's also the Rabbana, you're not allowed to take dough off the oven on Shabbos. So what happens? Itvik the pat betanor, hitilo lirdosa, they allowed you to bring it, did they allow you to pull it off, kodem shevel lichatas, to pull it off before it bakes completely so you won't be chayav Shabbos, chayav lichatas, olo hitiro, or did they not matter that, or did they not matter that, and they have to leave it on. So they see, are we concerned that you, do we allow you to violate the Rabbanon, because we're concerned that you're going to violate the Oraisa afterwards. That was his shaila. So Gemara says, you see, in our case, we're not concerned about that. We tell the guy to keep his hand out the whole Shabbos, and we're not concerned that he's going to violate the chatas. So too, we don't concern this guy. You put the bread in the oven, and you got to leave it there. You can't take it off. You can't violate the rabbanon of taking the bread out because you might come to violate the chatas. We're not concerned about that. Halo kasha v'tifsho. You're right. Gemara says it's not a kasha, and that should be the answer. The answer would be that in that case, we do not permit you to take the chatas. I mean, if you ask, if you do it by yourself, I guess. But if you ask, we do not permit you to take off. Then you're going to violate Malacha D'Oraisa? So be it, is basically what the Gemara says. So to hear, the guy stuck his hand out. Oh, he's going to violate Malacha D'Oraisa because eventually over the next 25 hours, he's going to drop it into the Rishus Rabin. So be it. All right, that's how we're up. That's answer number two. I guess tomorrow we'll pick up with answers 3, 4, and 5 of the steer. Okay, one Bryce says that if your hand is stuck out, you're allowed to bring it back in on Shabbos. One Bryce says you may not bring it back in on Shabbos. Okay. All right.